Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gary Bell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Fred Klages. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fred Klages. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klages fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Buford steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyer for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Klages covering, for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards second. Causey picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Causey. Howard moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards the mound. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 1 in the game. Tardabul hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Adair reaches second base with a double. Andrews moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews scores. Adair scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Klages scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Klages is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klages hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klages fields it and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 2 in the game. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Scott is hit by the pitch. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for Fred Klages. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Causey reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-3 in the game. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martin moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Andrews. Martin scores. Colavito moves to third. Berry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to get Alomar, who tried to advance to third. Colavito scores. Berry moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing shortstop. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee pinch runs for Pete Ward. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Rocky Colavito now playing left field. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-4 in the game. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Berry reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. Berry moves to third. One out. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. John Wyatt now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball towards right. Tardabul catches it and throws to home to double up Berry. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.